Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with open phones throughout the radio show today. Remember the fellow out in Arizona with the AR-15 strapped to his back? Well, he's going to be on the show. He's refused to do big mainstream media interviews, but he's a listener and contacted us, and we're excited about having him on, talking about open carry and why he did it and his political views. And also, Oberman is now trying to demonize him and tie him into McVeigh. Yeah, and the white supremacist, he's a black guy. And you know, militias are white supremacist and all this, which is what the feds want. They don't want blacks and whites and Hispanics and Asians working together for liberty and freedom and living in peace. They all want to make it tribal, because if you make it tribal, then the blacks will stay in their group and can be controlled by their racial leaders. The Jews will stay in their group and can be controlled by their racial leaders. The Chinese will be racial, and they'll stay in their racial groups. And then all just Hispanics, that's how this thing works. And I said I would get into that at the start of the show, and I am coming up later in the hour. It's just there's so much cussing on this video from Texas that we've got a few select clips we can play from the YouTube video that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of the illegal aliens just going absolutely wild. Or they may be citizens. I don't know. It's really scary. Really, really scary, this type of balkanization. This is a town hall meeting. And all over the country, the pro-Obama people beat you up, they attack you, and then the media says you're bad. But you notice if somebody's got an AR-15 strapped to their back, you're not going to see these guys doing that. That's what the Second Amendment's for, to protect us from dangerous mobs. This isn't like Mexico, where we're totally enslaved and the government's the only ones that have the weapons. Okay, who's up next? Garrett in Mississippi. Garrett, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
If you want, if you don't mind, let's talk about militias.
Yes.
I've been a member for 10 years since I was in college and talking to you on the radio, et cetera. And with your permission, I'd like to offer some websites for some legitimate unorganized citizens militias that people can reach out to that's not anything that's Fed controlled.
What, you know they're not Fed controlled?
I know these folks, and they do their homework. In our groups in Mississippi, we do background checks and we have a procedure.
Oh, that sounds good. What are the groups?
All right. For Mississippi, folks can reach us at MississippiMilitia.us. And nationwide, there is a organization, awrm.org, well-regulated militia.org. It's a discussion forum, but there's contacts. You know, I know most of these folks from multi-state meetings and such, and the people that run it, they run a tight ship. And we're not all bad. We get folks come out to two meetings, and then they make a choice. If it's good for them, they're good for us, and you know, we've let some folks go. And as far as being white supremacist or whatever, we've got several black folks that are, you know.
No, I understand that. Yeah. See, this is why this gets so confusing. I can't even be clear, and maybe I'm not a good communicator. The militias aren't white supremacist. The media says white supremacist, and then says the word militia, and then says the word gun owner, and then says the word veteran. Thus, by starting with the term white supremacist, Tim McVeigh, which is a federal agent that's been proven in federal documents, then by extension, by guilt by association, they then demonize the militia, then they demonize the Second Amendment, then they demonize the veterans. That's what the DHS report does. Yes, I'm not saying militias are bad. But see, COINTELPRO goes out, distorts what I'm saying, and says, look, Alex is saying the militias are bad. Militias, he doesn't like you. That is, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying people got to watch out when they get involved.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. What I'm going to do now is go over some of the most important news that I have here in front of me today, then we'll continue with your phone calls coming up. We are simulcasting, by the way, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here are just some of the headlines I have here in front of me that need to be covered. Government permission will be required to travel and required to own a gun and required to have a job. And this is all publicly announced. This is total siege, total control. This is so if you don't pay the 70, 80, 90% taxes they want and don't do everything they say, you'll have no life. This is the cashless society enslavement system. This is the you will buy nor sell without it. I mean, this is what they're installing and setting up. And even if you're an atheist out there, you should be against this. Christians should be against it, but they've been told they're going to be raptured out, so why should they care? Of course, that's not really in the Bible, but you can't explain that to them. You know, why stand up for the 50-plus million babies that have been aborted? Because you're about to be teleported out of here, right? Just amazing piece of news that Congressman Grassley saying FCC diversity chief may stifle talk radio. Well, yeah, we've had a whole bunch of senators introduce legislation that says they're going to end free speech on talk radio and the Internet. And the FCC saying with these new bills, they want FCC control over the Internet and to license bloggers. And I have a news story here about a mother arrested for criticizing the police raids in their neighborhood, arrested for her blog. And they say you're not allowed to have free speech. That's in America. I've got that here in the stack as well. Also, Barack Obama critics are taking aim now at the carbon reforms. That's also here in the news. So you notice people are learning they have political power if they'll just take action. Now they're going after the rest of the big globalist agenda. That's very, very exciting. Inspired by the success of protest against health care reform, the critics began their fight against the carbon scheme with a rally in Houston, Texas. Several right-wing groups oppose what they see as Mr. Obama's tendency towards big government, are involved in both campaigns, and hope to defeat or emasculate the two central pillars of the president's domestic agenda. So we're going to be going over that report. Also, I have this another Fox News story that links to Infowars.com. I have an ABC News story that shows our Obama fascist posters up all over Chicago, and they don't give us any credit on ABC or whoever put them up. They say that it's the local Palestinian who originally photoshopped a progenitor of the Obama poster. He, in a Photoshop, I think he said contest or game. He was online. I saw a news because I think he said on Facebook there was like some unofficial contest where they were doing Photoshop, and he just threw it up there. Then somebody took it, altered it, added socialism to it. The point is that the news is now showing the fascist posters and the InfoWars posters and saying that he's the guy that basically put the poster out, and that it's almost like it's his fault, like it's something bad. And this Chicago ABC News piece is just really sickening. Maybe we'll play it later if we have time. And they go to this Palestinian American, and he apologizes for the poster and says it's wrong and people shouldn't criticize the president. And he likes the president. And so it's almost like they go get a false confession from somebody who isn't even involved to say, look, even the person that did it is saying he's sorry to the president. So the average person watching this would believe that. But the issue here is felony vandalism charges possible in Obama poster case. A Florida teenager could find himself in a sticky situation as a state attorney prepares to review possible felony vandalism charges in connection to the posters depicting President Obama as the Joker. A Florida teenager could face felony vandalism charges for allegedly gulling posters depicting President Obama as the Joker onto public property. And it goes on. Claremont, Florida Police Captain Eric Jensen said the state attorney will review evidence to determine whether or not to charge the unidentified teenager with gluing dozens of the posters last week to city light poles, public and private buildings, bridge overpasses, road signs, and a mailbox. Jensen said damage to city property exceeded $800. And it cost roughly $200 to remove the adhesive that was used to affix the poster on the mailbox. If he hadn't glued them, we wouldn't be having this discussion, Jensen told Fox News. If convicted of felony vandalism, the teenager could face a maximum of 5 years in jail. No arrest had been made yet in the case. Bill Gladson of the Florida's Fifth Circuit Judicial Court which oversees Lake County, confirmed that state attorney Brad King will receive the case as early as Wednesday. This came out Tuesday. We look at every case that gets dropped off, he said, declining further comment until the case was filed, is received. Gladson said he could not recall a recent case involving potential charges of felony vandalism in regard to posters, including those pertaining to political messages. And they have the ACLU in here saying, well, this is a property issue, so it's not protected by the First Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, the point is that it's selective enforcement because there's other posters of everything else you can imagine, including pro-Obama posters stuck directly on stop signs. Now, we told people from day one in the rules and on the radio, stick it where posters are commonly put up. And you saw me go out, I stuck them up where I saw other garage sale signs that were been hanging there for weeks. I went and hung it on things like that. We went and put them up on South Congress where there were other handbills. We put them up over other people's, as is customary. Now, I guess they could try to nickel and dime and say, oh, well, some cities have ordinances or not. But, I mean, you don't go out and arrest the local rock band for putting up 100 posters. You don't go out and arrest people putting pro-Obama posters that are all over Austin for the last year and a half. I mean, right during the election, up until the election, almost every light pole in town and stop signs had Obama stuck on them. I mean, did you hear ninnying and freaking out and hand-wringing and people all being scared to death? Concerning things like this? No. You didn't see him saying arrest whoever put up the Obama posters that were pro-Obama. You didn't hear him talking about victims and, oh, the police are interviewing victims that they were victimized by seeing it on a light pole. They were victimized by seeing it on a telephone pole. And we played the clips. It's mean. It's nasty. It's scary. You can't do it. And national Spanish TV said, I need to be arrested, and that it's clearly racism because the president's brown and we don't like brown people. And then national TV says, you know, that socialism's the new N-word. I mean, this is Soviet mind control. This is a huge chilling effect. And I, for one, am just so completely sick of it. And so what's happened? Their intimidation of people's First Amendment has now blown up in their face. The police were on the news a few days ago admitting, yeah, we took down hundreds of these around the city, and hundreds more popped back up. But and they have this instinct of tyrants to go oppress and selectively enforce on some teenager because he talked to them. We want the teenager to contact us. Send us emails, call us, send us an email at writers at InfoWars, might be a good one to check, show tips at InfoWars. We'd like to have this young man on the radio. I'd like to talk to him, but a lot of people want to support you. The good news is on the newspapers and on the TV station reports, on every one of them, 90-plus percent, maybe 1 out of 10 comments is against you putting the posters up. 9 out of 10, and that's conservative. It's probably more than that. You can go look for yourselves. It's amazing. You'll see comment after comment after comment saying, this is ridiculous. This is selective enforcement. Why didn't people care about all the pro-Obama signs I saw stuck on telephone poles and stop signs? You know, what's the big deal here? Why are they spending all their manpower on this? And then you have the issue of Florida and all the corruption and drug dealing by government and the CPS kidnapping, tens of thousands of kids, thousands of them missing, the bank stealing trillions, not getting in trouble. I mean, you have the government all self-righteously. We're going to get to the bottom of this caper. We're going to find out who the evil, you know, oh my, and people in the news going, it's scary, did you see it? Oh no. I mean, it's like satire. It's so ridiculous. I mean, this is land of the free, home of the brave. The people they talk to on the news, their knees are knocking, they're You know, the newscasters look all freaked out. Something horrible's happened. They're talking bad about our dear leader.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. It's Ron Paul's birthday and also Money Mom Day for Rand Paul's 2010 bid for U.S. Senate. I'm happy to report a very successful fundraiser at 11:30 a.m. Central Time and has already raised $439,220. For more information regarding this, come to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Once more, it's www.GCNLive.com. And happy birthday to the Ron Paul family.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
If you dare to put up a poster depicting Obama in a bad light. But the president can go on the Washington Post and say, put them up on stop signs, worship me, and that's A-OK. And the ACLU says that's A-OK. That's how sick this system has gotten. You know, I mentioned that headline story about government permission will be required to travel. Do people realize what this is? They've said that if you are on the no-fly list, no judge, no jury, no charges, no facing your accuser, that you will now not be able to own a gun or buy a gun. They say you're not going to be able to have a job. If you have bad credit, you're not going to be able to fly. This is the new debtor's prison. This is the new gulag. This is the new way that the establishment wants to put people into these reservations. That's the same thing the Soviets did, the Nazis did, Mao did this. It's a system. They shut your economic system off first. They destroy you economically. It's like when the feds raid you and want to take you to court but don't really have a case. They freeze all your accounts and grab all your equipment so you don't have any money to defend yourself. That's what they're doing to society. And then, like I said yesterday, I was talking to Jesse Ventura. He said, yeah, I wonder if I'm going to get on a no-fly list, you know, for doing this TV show. And he said, well, I guess it's just something you got to do. But there's that thought. But see, if you then give in through fear and don't stand up because you may be blacklisted, I mean, think McCarthy would keep you from getting a job. And the left always talks about that all day. But this is bipartisan. This is Homeland Security engaged in blacklisting from flying, from living, from having a job, from owning a gun. This is the total end of habeas corpus, end of due process, end of everything. I mean, it's so big, and even groups that you know, who are analyzing it, I respectfully think don't get one-tenth of how bad it is. This Campaign for Liberty article is a good one. But you know, we've got it up on Infowars.com, but government permission will be required to travel. Starting this year, Americans will have to get government approval to travel by air. As Privacy Journal revealed last fall, henceforth, permission will now be needed to travel in the United States. That's from the government, in quotes. Getting a reservation and checking in for air travel will soon require Transportation Security Administration authorization. See, they're now extrajudicial, judge, jury, and executioner. And Homeland Security admits they're training people to accept all of this on the airlines and in those high security situations. And then now it's on trains and buses and at checkpoints. And, oh, the Army's here at the checkpoint. The Marines are here at the checkpoint. It's just our transformation into a total gulag is really happening. That permission is by no means assured. For example, if your name matches a no-fly list, even mistakenly, see, they even advertise that, oh, it's a mistake, but you still can't fly, even setting the precedent there. It isn't a mistake. They politically are punishing people. They admit that. That's come out in federal court. We have to say no to this. The permission is by no means assured. For example, if your name matches a no-fly list, even mistakenly, you can be denied the right to reserve a seat on a flight. If your name is on a selectee list, you and your possessions will be searched more thoroughly before you can board. So, see, they also put you on a harassment list. And now a lot of police departments are dialing in to these different private databases, more sophisticated than Google, kind of like a LexisNexis Reuters search. And they know everything about you. And they have the face scanning cameras and the license plate cameras, and then the feds are now coming in, setting up these fusion centers, which really federalize and then teach the police how to use all these tools. Again, the government's massing all this technological spy and military system up. They're building all this up while trying to then disarm us. Protecting air safety is essential, but professional screening in airports already provides for it. See, it's kind of weak. Giving the TSA as an official agency, the additional authority to decide who gets to go where reaches beyond safety into overextended governmental power. Well, yeah, it totally ends freedom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need.
You see, the globalists only have to hold the high ground of science and technology and weapon systems. And then using their sociology, their psychology, play us all off against each other, balkanize us along all these different racial and religious lines, because that's how we're programmed tribally to, you know, defend our territory against neighbors. And so we're in this primitive paradigm. They're manipulating those inputs, those instincts, those activities. And I remember, like I said earlier in the first hour, being invited by the Libertarian Longhorns and the Young Conservatives to a Texas Independence Day birthday celebration. And I went down there to give a speech. And folks showed up in Aztec headdresses and ran up and grabbed the birthday cake, crammed it in their mouth, spit it back out on the cake. A black guy came running up, grabbed the microphone. I didn't want to get in a fight with him. I just gave it to him and said, "You're a racist." And I said, "Well, that doesn't really," I said to the guy, I said, "I'm pretty young. I don't have a bunch of white guilt. I didn't grow up when people drank out of different water fountains and stuff. I really don't appreciate you saying that, but it doesn't have any power over me. I don't care." Because it's a very fine line you've got to walk. Because when you get real racism thrown at you by Hispanic groups, by racist black groups, you have to understand what they're doing and understand the perspective they're coming from and not hate them back and not get into the tribalism with them. But at the same time, you got to also understand that that's being used as a tool of balkanization, and nevertheless, that is going on and that is happening. Same thing for black people and Hispanics that have had white racism and discrimination, which certainly goes on, directed at them. You have to be able to separate that out. So how do I not play in to the paradigm of balkanization and racial hatred and division when we try to point out that we can't have completely open borders, we can't have 14 towns in South Texas flying the Mexican flag and speaking Spanish in their courthouses and English isn't allowed? That's San Antonio Express News report. I mean, we can't have 30 million people here, at least half of them, believing this is Mexico from Texas to California and all the states in between. Aslan. Maybe we should put a map of Aslan up. Atizlan, Aslan. Texas, New Mexico, part of Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, California, up into Oregon. And this is taught. I mean, when I was in high school here in Austin, I went to, in Dallas some, and then last couple years here in Austin, I was in the art class. And she took us on a field trip one day to see the UT Art Museum, something along those lines. It was a UT art display. And there was a Hispanic artist who gave us the tour of his art. And it was all about how evil America is and how evil the gringo is and La Reconquista. And I, just because I'd read a lot of history books, wasn't even into that at that time. Didn't even really know. And I was like, yes, but Mexico also did control Guatemala and got kicked out by the natives down there. And Mexico was corrupt and Santa Anna was a dictator and the people were enslaved. And cause he was giving a speech demonizing Texas. And I said, and I knew enough about Texas history. They got very freaked out. And he went and had a talk with the teacher and said, "Who is this guy?" Well, they're like, "Oh yes, he's very," and it was just because I saw an attack on my country and a distortion of my country. And so the point is, this is just everywhere. So then I'm kind of this Ron Paul type conservative libertarian, first few years on radio, as I'm really starting to go down the rabbit hole. And I get invited to come give a speech at UT, so I come down. I didn't even realize that the illegal aliens down there and others had pushed to have UT cancel Texas Independence Day parade because it's now considered racism. I mean, Texas Independence Day, you're not allowed to have it. Cities don't put it on. Counties don't put it on. I guess a few towns like Gonzales do. It's like it's dirty. It's bad. It's like, you know, it's like liquor you got to put in a brown bag, or porno movies you got to put in a bag or whatever. You know, so nobody sees it. You know, when you're leaving the store, it's like bad. It's like the Second Amendment where you got to sneak out to your car and put the rifle in, you know, go to the gun range and look around because you've already had neighbors call cops on you when they see you putting a gun in your car. That's how screwed up our country is, folks. They take everything good and wholesome and they make it dirty. So then I began to learn more and more and more and more and more and more about all of this. And about the plan of San Diego and how in the Spanish bilingual schools in Texas and California and other states, they teach that they're going to overthrow and kill all whites 16 years of age and older, and that they actually launched the attack during World War One for the Germans. Mainline history, but nobody seems to know it, and killed a bunch of people in South Texas. And I know this, but then I'm not supposed to talk about it. I'm supposed to just sit here and put up with it. And then you go to the Cinco de Mayo parades and things, and it is all Aslan this, down with America that. Right after 9/11, it was in the news that at these different rallies, they were saying Osama didn't do enough. And of course, that's all a false paradigm. Osama bin Laden's a CIA front. But the issue is, at soccer games, when the American team was there 1 week after the attacks, they were chanting Osama, Osama, Osama. I mean, the point is, Mexico, on average, really hates our guts. My wife, you know, maybe every 2 years or so, we go down to the Mexican Caribbean. And she said last time, she said, I don't want to go down there anymore. And I said, why? I go, well, it's cheap and I like it. We can fly down there quick and go out and, you know, whatever. And she said, you know, I speak Spanish and I just don't like what they're saying about us. And it's just, look at these gringo scum. We're going to slit their throats. We're going to take their country down. And you're sitting there paying them, and they're living off of your business. But it's just like, you know, look at this stupid gringos. They ought to go back to Europe, stupid pilgrims. And, you know, my wife's got to hear it in restaurants because she's white. She just lived in Spain for 4 years and as a kid, so she picked it up. And it's just constant. It's constant. I mean, it's the equivalent of being like a black guy, I guess, in the 1940s in Alabama. If he was in a white restaurant, it'd be, look at that, you know, N-word, this, that. But the black guy couldn't understand the language. He wouldn't even know what was going on. So it's this perfect. It's this perfect way for this racism and balkanization to grow, because these stupid yuppies don't even know the three branches of government. They don't even understand the basic ways societies work and operate. And so, how are they going to know what people that have a totally different culture, highly nationalistic, racially based, that lost two wars with us and hate our guts fundamentally? I mean, it's a fact. And you've got the government and the media teamed up because the government's globalist. They want to break the country down. They want to bankrupt the jobs. They want to drive the wages down. They want to use the U.S. as a steam valve so there's not a real revolution in Mexico so they can actually get some freedom. Mexico is the second most corrupt nation on earth after North Korea in all the different international indexes. The United States is number six now. So we're not too good either. And America is falling. We are losing our engine of a free market. It's probably over for us. Now, the question now is, what can we salvage? And again, the saddest part about this is Hispanic Americans are wonderful, salt of the earth, good people. And that's one hardworking, smart, intelligent, inventive group who just really don't really talk about the kind of racist people that have picked up this liberation theology taught by the U.S. government in Mexico. The U.S. government has come out in the news in the 50s, started paying for millions a year of little comic books in Spanish about La Reconquista and Aslan and the Southwest, because they planned this all along. And so I'm going to play a clip of this. We tried to find a spot where there's no cussing. The really bad stuff's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, and we'll play some of that without audio for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners. But it's up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube as well. This clip is a bunch of illegal aliens and, I guess, citizens in the Texas town of Trinity, Texas, at a town hall meeting. And in the town hall, one of the issues brought up in one of the sections is that illegal aliens get unlimited free health care, which is bankrupting the country. I mean, there's billions of people who want to come here. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of Latin Americans. We can't. Have you been to Mexico City? We can't do it. California is now bankrupt and falling. Texas is on the verge of going bankrupt. Just paying for the prisoners alone in California is over $10 billion a year. Because it's not that the Mexicans are all criminals, it's that their criminals come up here. They can come up here with fake names, fake IDs, run from the law, jump back and forth, commit crimes. I mean, it's just an unlimited, undocumented, can do whatever they want. And I remember when my cousin was in high school in San Antonio, and I'd go down there every summer, spend a few weeks, or I'd go down there at Christmas, spend a week, and I remember most of his friends were Hispanic, and they were all, their dads were all veterans, the military, you know, pro-USA 100%. And they would say, hey, man, what do you think of the, and they would use a derogatory term for the illegal aliens, and I thought it was some test or something if I was a racist, you know, white, guilt, little chicken-necked yuppie. And I would like, no, I don't know. And they go, well, they want to bring America down, and they're bad news, and blah, blah, blah. And you, so, I mean, the people that really know about this are Mexican-Americans who just want to be called Americans. I mean, you know, I'm English and German and Native American and a bunch of other Irish, Scottish. I don't run around calling myself all these other. I'm just an American. See, they don't want us living in peace. They want us all fighting with each other. But if it's a global plan to use these people to bring the U.S. down, we have to address it. So it's a catch-22. How do you not address it when you have to address it? So go ahead and blow it up full screen for folks. Well, I guess we go ahead and just play the clip. Here it is.
That's what it is. We're the majority now. That's the minority. Y'all are the minority now.
Take it over. Out here in a second.
Take it over what?
Oh, my God.
Take it over what?
America.
Take it over what?
Take it over America, right?
You hear that, America?
I took over America, too.
We've been threatened.
I kicked y'all out, gave you the boot.
Who is y'all, sir? Who's y'all?
Who's y'all?
One, two.
Who's y'all?
Who are you talking about? White people?
Racist. White people? You can kick us all out.
And then the rally ends with mariachi music and Mexican flags. I mean, there's video of them coming over and starting fights with everybody. And, you know, there's just old men going, I don't want the health care bill. And they're like, racist, puto. I mean, on and on and on and on. I mean, it's just so sick. Meanwhile, the vaccines and soft kill weapons are designed to attack the brain and pancreas. And it's designed especially for people of Mesoamerican bloodlines. Let's put the portly fellow back up on screen. They've done studies that Americans were eating a similar diet even 40, 45, 50 years ago and weren't this fat. Why especially do you see Hispanics, in some areas half the Hispanics have diabetes? Why is this guy going to probably end up having his legs amputated? Why is this guy going to end up probably when he's 40, dead? See, I actually love this guy. He's probably a sweet person if you were out fishing with him or working with him or doing something. He feels threatened by these white guys that have got American flags and some black guys with them that they call the N-word. He feels, they just yell it over and over again. But we're not going to play it. There's too many cuss words mixed in. And they start calling one of the big black cops a N-word. It doesn't go too well for him after that. They slam this guy down on the ground, but only after he was pushing people. But this guy is probably a sweet human being. He's just all jacked up tribally, and he feels rejected by America. And at a subconscious level, he knows that America doesn't really like him, and so he's going to embrace that. And he's got big La Reconquista tattoos. Now, this guy probably doesn't even eat that much. He's probably got diabetes because the vaccine, we've had top surgeons and brain surgeons and endocrinologists on this show. It is a fact that they cause an autoimmune response in the pancreas, and that's why you lose your pancreas. Mommy thought she was helping you when you were in school and gave you all those shots. It's race-specific, the studies show. It hurts whites, but not as bad as it hurts you. So, see, you think some good old boys out there that don't want to live in communist country are bad because they're white, you don't know the real eugenicist, put him back, see him as subhuman, and have already injected him with something that knocked his pancreas out. I want to say this right now. I want to pray for this guy. I'm serious. God, please help this guy understand what's happened to him and to fight the New World Order. And please help the guys in the mariachi band to wake up against the New World Order, and we can all just work together instead of doing this, please. Because I feel for these little Hispanic children being given the vaccine shots that are going to die from them down the road. Many people dying immediately. Please help us all just come together. Because this guy is gregarious and smiley and happy. And I don't think he's inherently evil. I just think he's like rah-rahing for his football team. And just help us all come out of this. Amen. So there, I've said my prayer for this guy. Because, I mean, look, it's sad. Who he needs to be against is John P. Holdren, author of Eco-Science, Population, Resources, and Environment. He's the guy that did it to you, pal.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, to go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, to go north, the rush is on.
I'm telling the guys just to show people on TV the video without the audio and all the cuss words. Again, you can watch it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. With these illegal aliens and, I guess, U.S. citizens or whatever they are, just screaming, calling the white people and the black people N-words in their face, saying, come on, I want to physically attack you. And I'm not being macho here. People seen me at these rallies. I go ahead and say, come on, and kind of go wild. So, because, I mean, there's something about a whole group of people tribally wanting to attack you that gets you going. And I understand the power of this. In fact, did you guys queue up Battle for the Republic? Maybe later I'll play a clip of Battle for the Republic where they, it's the extras from Endgame. But it's all over YouTube and Google, where the American citizen protests peacefully 50 yards away from illegal aliens with an unpermitted protest, which is fine. But, you know, the citizens do that, we get SWAT team. The illegals were left alone. And the illegals don't like him protesting, so the police come over, tell him, you can't protest. They take him, they slam his head in the ground, splits his head open. The cops get up, high five the illegal aliens. And then the illegal aliens celebrate as he's put in handcuffs with blood pouring. And it's just the celebration of pure evil. It's injustice. See, it's just like you can put up Obama posters on power poles that are worshiping him. It's fine. But you put them up against him, felony charges they're talking about with the state attorney general in Florida against a teenager. We got a guest coming up for about 20, 30 minutes, and I'm told he's going to be with us via video feed, so that'll be good, too, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I do want to encourage people out there to financially support this radio show by supporting our sponsors, our advertisers, and also by buying the books and videos available at Infowars.com. And we've got them in all sizes with the Obama Fascist, Obama Infowars.com, Obama New World Order. Soon, I guess they'll say you can't wear the T-shirt either and try to felony charge you. But the point is, it's got In the Fed on the back or Stop the Criminal on the back. You also have a George Bush version of the shirt, bipartisan. It's all available at Infowars.com. We've got a lot of things we want to do around the office here, and we know the economy is going to hell in a handbasket, and I get busy and don't even ever really plug the bookstore, but that's how we fund our operation. Plus, it's the best material out there, bar none in my opinion. It's the best stuff I find and see and read. You know, we buy the books and videos I think are the best. And then, of course, my books and videos are there as well. It's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And I want to thank everybody that has gotten the Obama Deception and the other books and videos. You really make it all possible. I want to thank my great team. And I want to thank everybody that's also PrisonPlanet.tv members. Remember, we simulcast with video clips and document cam and everything at least 2 hours a day, usually 3 hours like today. We're doing almost 3 hours. Simulcast of the four-hour show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And all of this costs money to produce. We couldn't do it without the PrisonPlanet.tv members. You can get a monthly membership for $5.95, a trial membership, or get a year membership and get 3 months for free. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv. But whatever you do, get the Obama Deception, get Endgame, the DVD at InfoWars, make copies, get it out to everybody, and get the censored Obama poster T-shirts.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.